case number 10711, Larry C. and Cynthia F. Lee, south of Road 277, east of Hollyway West, being lot 35, block L, section 2, within angle of By the Bay Development. A variance from the rear yard and side yard setback requirements.
I drew the short stick tonight, obviously. My name is Chris Holman. I'm an attorney. I represent Larry and Cynthia Lees. We're applying for two variances in this case, I believe. We have a covered porch on the rear end of the property that encroaches into the setback area by 1.1 feet. And we have it's enclosed. We have an enclosed covered outside shower that I believe encroaches by 4 feet. That was my reading of the law, so we're asking for the variance today. As far as uniqueness, the lot is narrow and shallow. It's 500 by 11. It adjoins a common open area in the rear, which is also unusual. So the encroaching porch is not really affecting any other individual landowner, just common area. Without a variance, the portion of the deck and the shower would have to be removed. These have been, these were constructed in 1991. A CO was issued and the variance fee was waived by the office. The shallowness of the lot makes it sort of impractical to build a proportional porch in the back, in my opinion. The property's already built, so although it could be developed in strict conformity, it would have to be, part of it would have to be taken off, and it could be substantially expensive to take off part of the deck and the outside shower. The variance is necessary to enable a reasonable use of the property as it's being used now. And the difficulty was not created by the applicant. This was a former owner, predecessor in title, that created this problem. This has been this way since 1991, and we've had no complaints, and I don't think we have anybody here in opposition today. So I do not think it'll vary the essential quality of the neighborhood.
Safe assumption.
To be
unless they're watching on the internet and they're getting ready to bombard.
It's the least possible modification to afford relief in this case, and it is necessary to afford relief because we have a non-conforming porch and outside shower. That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you. Short and sweet, right?
Yes, sir. Here's your questions from members of the board. Mr. McCabe?
Questions?
No. Mr. Workman?
No. Mm-hmm.
No. Mr. Hudson? Mr. Mills? Okay. Hearing no questions, are there any? Well, are any persons here that are in favor of this application? Anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, obviously hearing none, we'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think the standards have been addressed.
Very well.
And I make a motion we approve case number 10711.
Now, a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10711. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Have a good evening.
Okay.